You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
I feel like we're Spencer's intermission. He's got a long day today. Great to have you aboard. It is the Gym Class here at KGYM. Coming your way on this Friday, the 21st of July. Great to have you aboard on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Got a great show for you. It's Friday. That means Friday topic day. Got a good one for you today. What sports athlete would you like to see the star of a documentary? That hasn't been one already. We should put that in there because there have been documentaries that have obviously been 30 for 30s on ESPN, et cetera, et cetera. So, if you come across one that has already had a documentary, we will allow it. But what sport figure, team, et cetera, would you like to see as far as a sports documentary is concerned? We will go over that coming up in just a little bit. Gym Class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union, celebrating their 75th anniversary. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website, dupaco.com. And we'd like to thank them very much for being the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class. Text line and phone line, both available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on a Friday edition of the program. Scott Unash with you here in studio. Isaac across the way, our producer, Mark Dukes from his home on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. You just heard Spencer on sports. Spencer's going to be filling in for Todd with the Todd Bromwell Camp Show from 4 until 6. So, gentlemen, good afternoon to you. And like I said, I feel like we're the intermission for Spencer today, helping him out as he helps Todd out. How you doing, Mark?
Doing good, Scott. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. And it may seem like it because it's true.
There you go. It is true. We have not forgotten about day two of the Women's World Cup. We will get an update from Isaac, and we will do that here in just a little bit. Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you. State baseball championships going on today in Carroll and in Iowa City. You got state softball wrapping up in Fort Dodge at Rogers Park. And today is it. Today is the last day of the 2022-2023 athletic season for boys and girls in the state of Iowa. Next week is the dead week, in quotation marks. And then camps get underway officially the week after that. I don't think there are any camps next week. I don't think those are allowed. I'd have to check with some coaches. But Shrine Game also coming up as well on a busy sports weekend. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well if you'd like to get in touch with us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Already people weighing in with their suggestions for documentaries. And, Mark, we start things off. Got this news when I woke up this morning. Sad, sad, sad. If this gentleman wasn't the coolest cat out there in music, still to this day, at age 96, he was right up there. But we said goodbye to the great Tony Bennett today. We left our hearts in San Francisco. I'm sure I'm not the first one to come up with that, but what a talent and just an endless list of things that he accomplished in his career. And man, what a great guy.
Yeah, definitely an icon in the music industry and really a velvety voice. I know he collaborated with many people, including Lady Gaga, late in his career. But you can run down the you know, accolades for Tony Bennett, and you'd be here till Monday.
Yeah. Oldest to win a Grammy, did that with the collaboration with Lady Gaga. Had the duet album that he did with many modern-day stars. Like I said, he was the coolest cat around. And definitely is going to be missed as he passes away. What, 96? He was just like 2 weeks short, I believe, of his 97th birthday, if I read that correctly.
I think that's accurate, yep.
Yeah. So we will miss him. We will miss him. Did they play Tony Bennett on Z? Isaac, do you know? We should ask Spencer that.
I have no clue. I can go run. I'm sending Destiny an email right now, actually. I can
send
go
her
on,
an
I can
email.
Go ask her.
Did they play Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett on Z?
I'll ask.
Okay. Please ask. Let us know. You're excited because this is a red letter day in the world of soccer, because not only does the United States women's national team play tonight against Vietnam, mm-hmm. World Cup's underway.
Right.
And tonight is the debut in Miami of Messi.
Yeah. Should be exciting.
So what are you doing? You got your whole night like laid out in front of you, right?
Yeah, it'll be hard to decide. I definitely want to see if I can. I'd have to just subscribe to the MLS Apple TV thing, so I'd have to make a decision there. I'll definitely watch the U.S. women for sure, because America pride, right? So
for 20 minutes
for
until
20
it's
minutes
8-0.
Yeah, until they're already beating the crap
8-0,
out of them.
8-0. I'm sorry. Nil.
Sorry. Yeah, I used the correct terminology. But yeah, it'll be exciting to see what Messi does. Obviously, it's not Messi or anything like that. It's not, you know, Messi when he was winning Ballon d'Ors, being the best player in the world, obvious, but he's still, in my opinion, a top five-ish player in the world right now. So
still enough.
Significant. Yeah, he's still better than anything that that MLS has seen, even with, like, Beckham and stuff coming over.
Still enough.
I didn't realize Miami was so bad.
Oh, yeah, they're not a good – they're in last or close to the bottom in their half of the league.
Wiggy sends us a text that I assume this is accurate. I assume Women's World Cup, the U.S. tonight is minus 35,000 against Vietnam.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Minus 35,000. So can I say with all sincerity, this would be the greatest upset in sports history if Vietnam wins tonight?
Yeah, I think that I can't think of anything that would top it. Yeah, it'd be very shocking if Vietnam even like put up a close fight against the U.S. tonight. But I you never know, I suppose. But yeah, I don't know how Vietnam. I don't know how Vietnam really makes it a close match at all.
It's according to Yahoo Sports, minus 35,000. I'm sorry that ESPN took away some of your luster from your World Cup update today, because they did give the finals at the top of the hour.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Spain wins and Switzerland wins today. Not
and,
upsets.
Canada drew last night against Nigeria, so that was kind of surprising.
It was.
Because Nigeria is ranked about 40th in the world and Canada's 7th, I want to say, somewhere in the top 10 there.
All right.
So that was interesting to see. And Canada missed a penalty kick to have that stay 0-0. Nil-nil.
That was a beauty. 319-366-1600. So there you go. There's your soccer update for the day. We now move to Royal Liverpool. Hoylake on the coast of England, and the second round of the Open Championship. And I don't even think it's fun, but I made a prediction two majors ago, Mark, that Brian Harman could win. Maybe I was just two majors too early, because Brian Harman right now is your leader by 5 over local hero Tommy Fleetwood. They have both completed their second rounds at Royal Liverpool today. And Brian Harman, This could be his walk in the sun, although it's supposed to rain all weekend at Liverpool.
You're going to take that? A prediction from 2 or 3 weeks ago?
More like 2 months ago.
Wasn't even the same tournament. I hope our Brian Harman fan weighs in. But nevertheless, Brian Harman, who lives in the same area as Zach Johnson, holds a 5-stroke lead at the midway point of the Open Championship. Sepp Straka alone in third at -4. And you have 3 players at -3, Minwoo Lee, Shubhankar Sharma, and Jason Day. Jason Day having a fine tournament. Zach Johnson went out early this morning, posted a 2-under par 69, and he vaulted past 70 players, 7-0, and will make the weekend comfortably. He is in a tie for 39th place. His 69, by the way, in context, the stroke average today for the whole field at the Open was 73.68. I find it very interesting. There was a mad scramble to get into the weekend at +3 late in the round. Listen to this cavalcade of stars who are all at +3, all of whom made the weekend. Scottie Scheffler, defending champion, Cam Smith, Adam Scott, Patrick Cantlay, Brooks Koepka, Patrick Harrington, and Ricky Fowler. They all are at +3. 13 strokes back, but do play the weekend. And first-round co-leader, your guy, Christo Lamprecht, out of Georgia Tech, shot 79 today, but he's at +3 as well.
He's going to make the weekend. That's a pretty big turn, but he's an amateur, and those things will happen. And you take away Brian Harman, this is a heck of a race right now, and this thing is not over because, as you mentioned, the weather forecast is not particularly beautiful for the weekend in that particular area of England, on the west coast of England, and in fact, 100% chance of rain tomorrow. So it could get nasty, but right now Brian Harman with a 5-shot lead, and there are some big names up there, as you mentioned. This is going to be a lot of fun. Course is tough. The bad part about it is if it does rain, it's going to lose its firmness. And if usually, though, wind accompanies rain in that part of the world. So I don't know. Brian Harman may hang on. We'll see. But there are a lot of good golfers not too far away, including U.S. Open champion Wyndham Clark. He is at -1. Also in there at -1 is a guy named McIlroy, who has not played his best golf, Mark, but there he is once again, lurking right now, I think 13th for Rory. And if he can get things going, you shoot, what, 68, 69? In bad conditions tomorrow, you're going to be probably top three.
Maybe unless Harman shoots 69. I mean, being 10 under and 5 clear of everybody, that's a very good cushion. I'm thinking, how far back is too far back? Is Rory at 1 under, 9 back? Is that too far? I don't know.
I don't think it's too far. I don't think it's too far. Hey, the old days, top 10, what, low 70, and everybody within 10 of the lead made the cut. I mean, they've gotten rid of that antiquated rule over the last 5 to 10 years. But, hey, at one point, they were all thinking you're still in it at that time.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend. And as you mentioned, the weather changes. You just kind of assume, well, Harman will fall under the pressure of the the bad weather. Listen, all these guys have played in rain and wind. It's a challenge, to be sure, but it's nothing new to them.
No. 319-366-1600 at 319 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update coming up here in just a little bit. And should update everyone on what's happening at both Carroll, well, three venues, Fort Dodge, Carroll, and Iowa City. Of course, Iowa City will get things started tonight with the 3A and 4A state championship baseball games. Right now in Carroll, the 2A championship game is underway. They are in the top of the third inning, number one seed versus number two seed. As right now, the number two seed with the lead, it is Underwood on top of Dyersville. Beckman 1-0, but they are in the top of the third inning. Right now, though, two outs, bases loaded in the top half of the third for Underwood. So a big situation right there. And in state softball, last I checked, Mark, it was, 2-0 in favor of Williamsburg in the 3A state championship game.
That'd be 4-0 now.
That'd be 4-0. All right. Raiders are off and running. So good for them. And they will have two more games coming up later on. The 2A championship, number one versus number two in the seeding, Iowa City Regina, looking for another state championship. They will take on Van Meter. And in Class 1A, it'll be number one versus number two. Number one seeded Martinsdale St. Mary's at 27-6 will take on the Northland Lynx, seeded number two at 38-6. Yesterday and last night, Class 5A was all Ankeny Centennial. They beat and shut out Pleasant Valley 11-0 in the 5A state championship for softball, 4A state championship. Winterset wins their second consecutive championship. They beat North Scott last night by a score of 5-3. Earlier on today, at state baseball in Class 1A, Lisbon with a chance to make a little school history. The Lions in the state championship game taking on Remsen St. Mary's. Lisbon falls in that game by a score of 7-4. But very good season for the Lisbon Lions, and nothing to hang your head about, getting in second place. Coming up tonight in Iowa City at Banks Field, it will be the 3A championship at 5 o'clock. It'll be Western Dubuque and North Polk. That should be a good one. That's number one and number two. And the 4A championship game at 7:30. Johnston, in their fifth straight state tournament, they will take on Cinderella Ames. Ames has knocked off number to get to the state championship, Mark. Ames beat the number one team in the state, Ankeny Centennial, in the sub-state final. And then Ames has knocked off Iowa City High, seeded number two, and then took care of of Cedar Falls last night by a score of 4-3. So do they have one more in them as they try to take down right now, which is the best program in the state of Iowa, and that is Johnston.
Well, it's been a wonderful sports season on the high school ranks. Everything from football and volleyball and other sports in the fall to now we have baseball and softball locking things up. Maybe families can take a vacation next week. You think?
I think. That's why they put that in. And it's a great idea. Hey, I had to go through that for several years. And yes, you want to get to the state baseball tournament. Unfortunately, they did. But football starts the very next Monday, and you don't have a chance to do really anything back before that dead week was put in. So good move there. Good move there. Some people would like to see 2 weeks, and it may happen. I don't know. We'll see. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class at KGYM. Coming up on 324, we're going to get to our Friday topic. What sports stars, teams would you like to see a documentary about? I know Isaac's got all the soccer taken care of here, so you can just weigh in at that time, Isaac. You know, get ready for that. Mark and I will tackle the other sports. As I mentioned, already some texts coming in at 319-366-1600, so we will get to those coming up here in just a little bit. Poll question available at KGYMradio.com. Speaking of soccer, it has to do with soccer today, Mark.
Will the United States win the Women's World Cup? Yes or no? Thanks to Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City for bringing us the poll question today and every day.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think? Isaac, you're our guy.
It will be, it's hard. Three in a row has never been done, men or women. So I would lean no. And as I said, mentioned with Mark the other day.
You traitor.
I want the, it's not that I'm going to be cheering for them. I want them to win because it'd be awesome for the U.S. to be the first team to ever do that. But it does, there's a little bit of a sense that the world has caught up to the U.S. women's team a little bit. When you look at, I mentioned this with Spencer last hour, Spain, their women's club teams have set a ton of attendance records this past season. For different, like Barcelona women's team and Real Madrid women's team. And so it doesn't have the quite the same feeling where before U.S. women felt dominant and they felt like they were going to steamroll their way to the final. I just don't feel that same level of dominance this year with other teams catching up. We saw Spain, they played great against Costa Rica, 3-0, and they had the ball 80% of the game. I mean, Costa Rica couldn't touch them. So it's hard to say that they'll win three straight. Again, it's never been done. Pele's won three World Cups, but he didn't win three straight. He won two back-to-back, and then he lost one, and then he won 72 or something like that.
Yeah.
Are people going out to watch parties tonight and Wednesday and the second round?
Maybe tonight. I mean, it's a Friday. But Wednesday, I think, might be a little bit tougher.
Are more people going to be watching and more interested in Messi's debut or the U.S. women's national team tonight?
Ooh, that's a tough question.
That's why I asked questions.
That's hard to say. I think that's going to depend on region a little bit because they're playing, Messi's playing Club Azul or something like that, which is like a Latin American team. So I think if you're more in like a Texas, California region, you might be more inclined to watch that. But up here, we might be a little bit more inclined to watch the U.S. women play.
I would say the women.
I'd say the women too, but again, I think there is definitely a regional aspect that might play into that.
Okay, we'll find out.
No, we're talking Lance Lynn and the Twins.
yeah. We're gonna get to baseball. In fact, I was going to do that, but you beat me to it, Mark. Yes, your Twins, my White Sox play tonight. Can I say, in all seriousness, that this is it for the White Sox? If they get swept or lose two out of three, I think it's sayonara. It's over. If they can do the unthinkable, maybe take two out of three or even sweep the Twins, and then there is hope. Hope springs eternal for the weekend. But would you agree with that?
The Twins sweep and the Sox are going to be 12 back.
That's it, and they're out.
On the other hand, Sox sweep, whole new ballgame.
I believe you hit upon the magic phrase, though, Lance Lynn.
Yeah.
Maybe he's going to tear it up against one of his old teams. I don't know. I'm betting against that. More scores coming up here with Mark on the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Thanks to Jamie and Chris and Dave and everybody. We appreciate them very, very much. They're online at emilshideaway.com. They open at 4 p.m. What do we got on the scoreboard update?
Only one afternoon game, impactful to many. It is at Wrigley Field where the Cubs lead the Cardinals 4-3 in the seventh inning. Iowa football has sold out its fifth game for the upcoming season to see that offensive juggernaut. The latest is September 2nd, the home opener against Utah State. That's an 11 a.m. kickoff. And finally, to conclude SEC Media Days, they picked a first team. Out of 11 Georgia players were named all SEC first team preseason. Scott, that's 38% of the team. 38%.
Kirby Smart's got it going in Athens. There's no doubt. Interestingly enough, I picked up a couple of college football magazines this week. And just to, I got to have the magazines, Mark. I know you did a lot of preview articles when you were at the Cedar Rapids Gazette for national publications. I think they're fantastic. I know that it's not the age of, those magazines. You can get them online now, et cetera, et cetera. I like to have something I can look at and read physically. And speaking of the SEC, they're going over the top freshman and basically unanimous that the top offensive line freshman coming in is Caden Proctor at Alabama. Not a big surprise with that one.
No, when I was doing these previews for the Sporting News and others, it was mainly a feature followed by, a capsule of some kind, what to expect, the schedule. Very unlike Phil Steele, who grinds on every single aspect of every single team. But I'm with you. I got to have it in my hands. I can't look at it online.
No. And I may or may not have picked up that particular periodical. We will have Phil, by the way, coming up in a couple weeks to talk college football with us once again. So always good to have Phil Steele. Like you said, he is the best as far as college football magazines. And college football, not a whole lot of people know more than the great Phil Steele, and we will have him on. You mentioned the Sporting News. Sporting News doesn't have a preview magazine anymore. My go-to in the past was always Street and Smith, and that's not out there anymore.
Yeah, I mean they've really dwindled. There have been new pop-ups, but I think some of those haven't even. Phil's got the marketplace on it, doesn't he?
He does.
He really does.
If you can't find that piece of information with Phil Steele's magazine, it's either not noteworthy to find or it just doesn't mean much.
And he typically updates certain teams with, transfers or injuries, whatnot. A lot of that is online, but he's pretty adept at that as well.
Yes, he is. All right, 3:32. We're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to dive into our Friday topic. We're going to get your input on sports, athletes, teams, etc. that should have a documentary made about them, or at least an in-depth storyline, if you will. So go ahead and get those ready to go. Again, 319-366-1600. I have a few of them already trickling in. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, you can do that as well at 319-366-1600. Back with more of The Gym Class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union right after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on The Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and it'll be a nice day ahead of a heat wave that's going to be coming in next week. We are going to have temperatures in the low 80s with low humidity today. Tonight will be mostly clear with temperatures in the upper 50s. Tomorrow we start to climb into the low to mid 80s, and there's a chance there could be a few isolated storms tomorrow evening. Otherwise, temperatures start to climb into the upper 80s on Sunday, and then we're into the 90s every day next week. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Make sure your cooling system is ready for the long haul this summer with preventative maintenance from E&J Geothermal. This smart step keeps you ahead of frustrating emergencies, is proven to extend the life of your cooling system, and can catch a small issue before it turns into a huge expense. Plus, E&J Geothermal is an expert in helping maintain your cooling system. Don't let the summer heat win. Schedule preventative maintenance today or ask E&J Geothermal about installing a new energy-efficient ClimateMaster geothermal system. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back and bigger than ever with $14 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. Enter in Nevada, play from anywhere, two ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million, make five picks against the spread each week with quarterly and full season payouts, or join Circa Survivor. Select one team each week straight up. Last the longest to win it all. $14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details. Circa Sports Iowa encourages you to gamble responsibly. Problems with gambling? Call or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Stock up on hot deals with 11% off at Menards. Pick up a 16-pack of 60-watt general-purpose LED light bulbs. Just $7.99 after rebate. That's just 50 cents per bulb. Save big while supplies last on Crescent 10-inch circular saw blades. Other stores have them for $27. At Menards, they're just $6.99 after 11% off. Hurry in, these won't last long. Good through July 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out. Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Gym class for a Friday continues at 3:36. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac here. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Phone line as well. Like to pick up the phone and give us a call. 319-366-1600 as we dive into our Friday topic this week. Athletes, pro, college, whichever level, teams, whichever level you would like to see talked about in a documentary. Some have already been done. I know we obviously know about the 30 for 30 series that ESPN has done here, guys, but there are a lot of athletes. There are a lot of great stories out there. I'd like to see some of them, and we're going to give you the opportunity to let us know at 319-366-1600 what you would like to see as far as some personalities out there. So whether it be college or pro, whatever the case may be. So, and maybe there would be one tonight if Vietnam upsets the United States women's national team, being a 35,000 minus 35,000 underdog tonight. Maybe that one's in the offing. I hope not. I hope not.
Well, it certainly would be something if Vietnam wins. There would certainly be something. Spencer actually sent me the spread, the goal spread from Circa. It is 6 is what the U.S. is favored by. 6 goals there.
What's the over-under?
Yeah, the over-under is 6, too.
It is 6.
So, yeah, so both the U.S.'s spread is 6 and the over under is 6.
Okay.
So they're predicting Vietnam will not score any and US will only score.
Will Vietnam have a shot on goal?
They might not. That's quite possible that they go 0 for there. Yeah.
319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. A few starting things off here, Mark, and I believe this one, these two have not been done as of yet. Ken Griffey Jr. Can we just throw the entire Griffey family in there? Go with Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr.
Could do that.
I think we can do that. By the way, seeing Ken Griffey Jr. at the All-Star game in Seattle, a week ago, I feel super old after seeing him, and I can't fathom Ken Griffey Jr. Not that he looked old. He's not old, but it just didn't look like, the kid. running out there and doing what he did on the baseball field. That was a scary moment for yours truly, by the way. How about Charles Barkley? I don't believe there's been a Charles Barkley documentary as of yet. I'm trying to remember and recall it in my mind, but I would agree. That would be everything that he has done in his life on and off the court. If you remember, Charles wanted to become, at one time, a United States senator. He wanted to be governor of Alabama as well. I don't know if those aspirations are still out there. Just being Charles on the court would be enough to fill 3 hours. But to see everything else going on in Charles Barkley's life, that would be a good one.
It would be a good one. And plenty of material right now, but I'm not sure Charles has written his final chapter.
Oh, no. No. 8220 saying also the hijinks of the 90s Dallas Cowboys. That would be the Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin. I mean, Michael Irvin was a big star in the U on 30 for 30, the first U. I'm glad ESPN did that one because that needed to be done. Both of them, the first part and the second part, as far as the Miami Hurricanes are concerned. But thank you, 8220. Appreciate that. 319-366-1600 at 341. Talking about athletes that need to have a documentary, men and women. What do you think, Mark? I'll give you first right here.
Well, I took it to another level, and I inserted sports figures as well. And I really believe a documentary on Bump Elliott would be great.
Hmm. Now,
former Iowa AD, you know, played at Purdue and Michigan, hired so many great head coaches, Dan Gable, Hayden Fry, Lute, C. Vivian Stringer, and others. And if you didn't hire him, he retained him. He took care of his people. And I think it'd be interesting, you know, he played at Purdue, went off to the war, and then came back and went to Michigan. I think it'd be a great story to tell.
Yeah. That would probably be a Big Ten Network one, you know, similar to, you know, the great documentary that was put together, obviously, on the life of Chris Street. That was a tearjerker, no doubt about it. And I think Big Ten Network would be good to get something on Bump Elliott. I agree with you. 319-366-1600. Cyclone Tim saying, not a player, but a game. He would like to see a documentary of the inside perspectives of the players on both Iowa and Iowa State in that wonderful 102-101 overtime game, otherwise known as the LeFester Rhodes game. Iowa had an elite team, LeFester going off in the game, Johnny Orr, Gary Close getting into it at the end. That game had everything, Mark.
No, it was a classic, to be sure. And I'm glad Tim brought that one up. It would be fascinating. I mean, I'm not going to look it up, but I wonder what Rhodes' average was that year. By the way, condolences to Iowa State fans on the loss of Derek Willoughby.
Dedrick Willoughby.
What a hell of a basketball player.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a tough one. That news coming down yesterday after we were off the air. But, yeah, Dedrick Willoughby, boy, hate to see that. Hate to see that. What? Very much underrated, I think, as far as an Iowa State player. 319-366-1600, 1960s weighing in. I like to see the documentary, a documentary about the rivalry between the Celtics and the Lakers back in the day. Actually, that was done. 30 for 30 had that. A very good one that ESPN put together about the Bird McHale Celtics against the Magic Johnson James Worthy Los Angeles Lakers. And it was very well done. Very well done. But hey, we could always use another one. You can always use another one. Isaac, I'll give you second vote here. What would you like to see? Is this going to be a soccer one?
Yeah, so I got
okay.
one. Arguably the greatest U.S. men's soccer player ever, Clint Dempsey, because he has had a very interesting life. He grew up in Texas in like a trailer park, which is just not something that you would predict as ending up as arguably the best U.S. men's soccer player ever. And he played in big clubs in London. So yeah, I think he'd be a pretty interesting one. I also had a documentary on the 2017 Astros.
Oh.
It doesn't have to be a good thing, but I think if you have something where you can have the players, you know, 15 years from now kind of recall everything, I think that would be something that'd be pretty interesting to kind of get their perspective on it after a little bit of time has expired after that.
Gold star for Isaac, Mark. I think he just won the day.
Pretty good.
I would like to see that, but you're going to have to wait.
Yeah, it's not something that's going to come out anytime soon. I also said Messi because I looked up. There was one that was made in 2015, but so much, his career's already changed so much since then. He won the World Cup, and his life is also really interesting just because people didn't think he was going to be able to play soccer because he has a hormone deficiency, so mm-hmm. he's pretty short and stuff like that, and now he's arguably the best player ever. So I think you can make another one
on
Messi.
Messi and the trash can banging 2017 Houston Astros. We'll look for that 30 for 30 in about 10 to 15 years, I think, when they're all retired. And we gotta get Dusty Baker on there, though. 319-366-1600. I will throw out my number one here, and that would be, and I know that something has just come out, as a matter of fact, on Flow Racing about the life and times of Anthony Joseph Foyt Jr. I have not seen it as of yet. I am going to take time over the next handful of days to watch it. We have not seen the ultimate AJ Foyt documentary come out as of yet. And maybe this is it. I don't know. But if you talk about an interesting guy, cheated death at least three or four times on the racetrack, was pronounced dead after an accident at one point, and came back from that. Everything he has been attacked by killer bees, not once, but twice. Everything he has done with his ranch, horse racing, getting into it with other drivers. AJ Foyt would be the one for me that I would like to see a documentary on.
That's a very good one, Scott. And I would watch that in a second. I don't know what it would be rated, but give me a Dennis Rodman doc.
Yeah. Well, I think they did have one with Dennis. But you can always do another 18 hours of Dennis Rodman. They did, 6 hours of Bill Walton. So... that thing, that was crazy. 3166, most people probably don't know him, but yes, I agree with this one wholeheartedly. And the greatest nickname, I think, in sports, and that is Black Sunshine, Scott Blomquist, the great Hall of Fame late model driver. You talk about... if you are into racing and you know the Dale Earnhardt Jr. podcast... Scott Blomquist was on it, and he talked about going on to a UFO. That's all I need to say. two people weighing in on this, Mark. 0593 along with 1083, both saying, well, Marshawn Lynch and the 2014-2015 Seahawks and the Legion of Boom with the Super Bowl with the Seattle Seahawks. Thank you very much for that. Andy's got a good one, Mark.
Andy, let me refresh her. After learning more about him, I'd like to see a documentary on Buck O'Neill.
I would too. I would too. That would be fantastic. Now, Buck was talked about a lot in the Ken Burns baseball series. That documentary, which was fantastic if you've never seen it. But yeah, I think something more on Buck O'Neill would be great. 319-366-1600, talking about athletes we'd like to see on a documentary series or just a documentary. Go ahead and let us know at 319-366-1600 here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Is there a golfer out there, Mark? We've had a John Daly one, by the way.
I mean, if you can do a Francis Ouimet, why not do a Jack Fleck?
Hmm.
The club pro out of the Quad Cities that beat Ben Hogan. Might not have widespread interest, but nobody knew about Francis Ouimet before that movie either.
Golfer, 2775, and I think this one is in the works, but I think this one's also going to be 10 years down the road or so. Love him or hate him, Phil Mickelson. Yeah. Would Phil, 10 years down the road, Mark, would you think Phil Mickelson is going to talk about his betting transgressions, et cetera, live against it, for it, recruitment, et cetera, et cetera? I think it would be fascinating.
I mean, that's the whole thing about documentaries. How many truths are spoken? And if Mickelson talks about his gambling issues, his reasons for going to live, you know, his up and down bank account, he certainly had a tough go of it with his wife. Plenty of interesting aspects to film.
It would be. It would be a good one. 3:51, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll have more of your responses as far as our Friday topic is concerned, and that is, what athletes or teams would you like to see in documentary form talked about? 319-366-1600. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Woo-hoo, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Ray Magliazzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Now we're back. Gym Class here in KGYM for a Friday. Coming up next, it'll be Spencer sitting in for Todd with the Todd Brommelkamp Show from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock, and then we'll be back to talk about the weekend in sports coming up on Monday at 3 o'clock here on the Gym Class in KGYM. 319-366-1600 here on a Friday as we talk about the documentaries that you would like to see. And a couple more coming in during the commercial break there, Mark.
Yeah, 5450 would like to see a documentary on the Metrodome, the only stadium to host a Super Bowl, World Series, and Final Four.
Good one. Good one.
I like 2373 as well. A documentary of the war years that college football players and pro baseball players lost.
I think I second that. That would be a very, very good one. I'm looking here, Mark, and I don't believe it has been done yet. And I am shocked that you have not come up with this one, by the way. And that is, I don't believe there has been the greatest documentary done on your, 85 Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
It needs to be done. Right?
Was that PG or R?
The best part would be the non-PG rated one, the non-family friendly edition of the Super Bowl Bears. But you know, it would be really good even with the family friendly. Although now, of course, we don't have the great Walter Payton.
Yeah, I'm just not familiar with the, you know, the many documentaries that have been made, so I kept some off. You know, I don't know if there's been a documentary on Jim Brown or Michael Phelps.
Not on Michael Phelps. That's a good one.
I think Lance Armstrong has been done, right?
Yes, Lance Armstrong has been done.
How about Manti Te'o?
Interesting. Well, just everything that goes along with the situation with social media, et cetera, et cetera. 6921, we're coming up with them 15 years in the future. 6921 says the Northwestern Pat Fitzgerald years. It's coming. Te'o has been done, 5232 says. All right. Good idea, though, Mark, but it's been done. It's been done. Any to get out in the last minute or so, guys? Isaac, any more soccer ones?
Not that I can think of,
okay.
No.
You got the Pele's had one.
Yeah, maybe if the U.S. women win 3 in a row, I guess you could say, hypothetically, if they win it this year, you could do one on this women's team.
We've also had movies done. I mean, Norway Baseball had a movie done.
Right, yeah.
Ben Hogan's story was a movie, as you know, Mark. Jimmy Pearsall's story, that was a movie. There's been a Harry Carey documentary on MLB Network, so that one has been done as well. Bob Uecker has had an hour-long documentary as well on MLB Network. So, Kurt Warner the movie also been done. So, thank you for all the responses. Appreciate it on this Friday. Hope everybody has a great weekend out there. A lot to go over. Open Championship on Monday. We'll have a champion golfer of the year to talk about and. We'll see about the soccer. Cal Ripken Jr. documentary. That one's for the future as well. Thank you, 7706. And UFC fighter, Cowboy Cerrone, says Justin. Thank you. Guys, have a great weekend. We'll reconvene on Monday at 3, okay?
You as well. Talk to you then.
All right. You've been listening to The Gym Class for a Friday right here on KGYM. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Susan has always wanted to live in a chateau.
I like a certain je ne sais quoi.
While Jake is more into the Cape Cod style home.
It's a classic look.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more in the end.